from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Let's get into what the Falcons scored. So if anybody's out there wondering, in these rankings, the Falcons came in 24th, which is a score of 75.9. And look, the coaching 76.7, that's NFL ranked 23rd. Front office 71.3, that's the 28th in the league. Quarterback 80.3, that's 14th.
That one bothers me. That's the only one that really bothers me. Is I think that do
I
you think
it's all right?
But do you think
what that, do you think you should be top 10 solidly in the top 10?
Well, I think quarterbacks. It's not just quarterback, right? It's a quarterbacks. It's both. It's
sure.
So why? How is what we have, dude? I'm going to tell you something. I've hearing all these people talk about how you might not see Michael Penix Jr. this year, and I think in a perfect world you don't.
Yep.
But I'm going to tell you something. If Kirk Cousins goes down, I don't think any way in hell they're rolling Taylor Heinicke out there. Maybe to come in a quick moment in the middle of the game. But I think if they had a week or more to prepare Michael Penix to come in and be the starter, why would you not? Why did you draft him then? And I know the succession plan, but why did you draft a guy to sit to you? He wasn't a guy that was – he was probably as pro-ready as any of the quarterbacks, to be honest with you. So why would you have him on your bench and roll out Taylor Heinicke?
I don't think I think Penix would be in.
I do too.
I think you're telling two different stories, though. I mean, the question is, is the quarterback room for the Falcons over the next 3 years ranked 14th? I think that's a fair ranking.
I don't. I think that Cousins is a 10-12 guy, and I think Penix there – as a backup plan is better than more than half the teams in the league.
But with zero NFL resume.
Well,
yeah, so that's my thing. Like, how can you say he's better than half the backups in the NFL? He's never played an NFL down.
Well,
there's backups in the NFL that have played 10 years.
Well, Sam Darnold's played how many? 8? And I would take Michael Penix Jr. every day, all day, of a guy like Sam Darnold. That's my point,
but
though.
But is Sam Darnold going to be the backup? He's going to be the starter, probably.
That's my point. That is my point exactly. I think Michael Penix is better than him today, and he's having to start for a team. That's the point I'm making is there's so many bad backups in this league. We saw that last year. Desmond Ridder is the backup in Arizona right now. If Kyler Murray goes down, and I'm not docking Desmond Ridder, but I'm telling you, we've seen that.
But I think my point is, and I agree with what you're saying, my point is that Sam Darnold and J.J. McCarthy are not ranked higher than 14. Like, that's the point. We're not talking about, is this the best backup quarterback situation? No.
What I'm telling you, it says quarterbacks.
All-encompassing, yes.
That's
we have
my
a quarterback
point.
And Kirk Cousins that we hope and think the world of. He's never really done it. He's never won a Super Bowl. He's not a first ballot Hall of Famer. And you have another guy who's a rookie that's never played it down.
But he was also playing at MVP level last year when he got hurt. And I'm going to tell you that Michael Penix, I think, is as good, if not better, than half the backups out there.
Well, you certainly hope so.
I think Michael Penix is probably right now better than our entire quarterback room last year.
Yeah.
I'd say that's safe to say.
Well,
I'd say I don't know. I mean, it is safe to say, but again, it's the unknown. And I am hoping that you're right. Don't get me wrong.
I'm trying to look
at this from a blimp view and say that, you know, if I'm the rest of the NFL, I'm not really that
more than
fearful.
Half of first round quarterbacks end up being busts. So.
Right.
Yeah, and I know I sound like, you know, roses and sunshine right now, whatever that saying is, but I have that hope. That's why you did what you did. I don't want to see Michael Penix this year. Why do I not want to see Michael Penix this year? Because I want Kirk Cousins to be healthy all year, because I think that's your best chance of winning. That can be true without saying that I think our backup plan is a lot better than most teams in the league. And I think Kirk Cousins, like last year, Kirk Cousins was playing at a top five level. Now, yes, he had Justin Jefferson, but remember when he went down, Jordan Addison was just now starting to become a dependable guy.
But doesn't Cousins have as many touchdown passes as Mahomes and Josh Allen over the past 5 years, something like that?
Probably, yeah.
So he's
very good. You can go back and say, well, he only won one playoff game, blah, blah, blah. Matthew Stafford had never won a playoff game, and he went to the right situation. Well, yeah, Zach Robinson's not Sean McVay, blah, blah. Okay. Well, how do you know that he's not the next great play caller in the NFL? That's who trained him, was Sean McVay. Kevin O'Connell
can't possibly know.
Matt LaFleur had never been a play caller, but what, 1 year? And then he went to Green Bay as a head coach and was able to figure it out.
Listen, I think you're saying things we all agree with and we hope are true.
But I'm just saying, looking
at it from a blimp view, I'm fine with 14th. It's okay. Like let everybody be shocked. When your 3-year succession plan works out, and where Terry becomes the biggest genius in NFL history because Kirk Cousins goes for over 4,500 yards for the next two seasons, and then Penix takes off as a 10-year vet and goes in the Hall of Fame. Like, and let everybody be shocked.
I will say all that, and I'll still never come off what I said after draft night. I would have rather had a guy that I know could start day one and contribute. And both things can be true.
I agree. And I honestly think 80% of Falcons fans probably agree with you.
But it's also because it's okay to be optimistic. It's okay to say, you know what, I can't change anything, so I'm going to look at
I think there's reasons for optimism.
Yes.
There's tangible reasons for optimism.
But also I also believe what Red said in Shawshank, which is hope is a dangerous thing.
Well, get busy living, get busy dying.
Well, that might be the thing. That might be true about our Braves, that hope is a dangerous thing.
Well, whatever you do, if you get signed by the Braves, you're probably going to get hurt before you even step onto the field to take your first pitch.
Or go in an immediate slump.
Oh, jeez. The absurdity of the Braves' injury woes continues. Plus, in the huddle, Aaron Rodgers speaks. Jordan Love, he's in the building, but he ain't practicing. Coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.